我们开始我们今天的顺道时间，我想请后面的弟兄，前面麻烦你把我们的 PowerPoint 打出来。
So this is the time for sermon delivery.
Oh.好，行不行麻烦你，我们再到下一个 slide。 我们一刚开始，我就希望与大家一起，我们开始读一节经文。
So to begin with the sermon, let us read the passages from the scripture.
我希望大家我们两节两节来念。
So we are going to read two verses at a time.
所以 我先用中文来念，然后请英文的讲英文的我们来念英文的。
So we are going to read in Chinese first.
好，我们大家一起来。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。好，请念英文。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction.And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
我们一起来，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？吉利里岂能摘无花果呢？
Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or fig from thistles?
这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢到火里，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit,is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人都不能进入天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。那日必有许多人对我说，主啊、主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we do prophecy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人。离我去吧。
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。因为根基立在磐石上。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
But everyone, But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
我们有一段时间祷告。 主, 我们再来到你面前。
Dear Lord, we come into your presence.
我们打开我们的心, 我们等待你的话语降临。
We open our hearts and waiting for your words to come into it.
我们等待你的圣灵改变我们整个人的体质。
We're waiting for the Holy Spirit to transform our lives.
开我们的心眼。
Open our spiritual eyes.
直接对我们说话。
And speak to us directly.
我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
不论我们今天在工作里面, 或者在学校里面, 或者你在, 买菜的地方, 或者你到任何一个你正在游戏, 或者你做体育的地方,
whether you work in a company, or in school, or in airport, or mall, or supermarket, or in any roles.
我们周遭都有形形色色各种不同的人。
And we can find a great variety of people around us.
虽然我们都好像在同一个建筑物里面。
And even though seemingly we are housing in the same building.
或者说我们正在走在同一个道路上。
Or maybe we walk on the same road.
或者我们正在开车也在同一个地方转弯。
Or maybe we are driving our car and then turn in the same direction.
但是我们非常清楚, 那个在我们旁边的人,
we understand that the people in front or beside us,
在他脑海里面, 他是有一条道路的。
So in their mind, they have their own way.
跟我们这个道路是不一样的。
Which are quite different than mine.
因为每一个人正在规划他自己人生不同的道路。
Because everyone is planning about his own life, a plan of life.
就算大家挤破头想进IBM的这个门, 或者大家挤破头想进某一个大学的门, 就算进去以后, 他们心里还是有一条不同的道路的。
Even though a great number of people enter in the same gate into IBM company or enter into the gate of the campus, each one has their own way in their mind.
实际上我们都在为自己的道路来打算, 来着想。
Actually, every one of us plan our own future, plan our own way.
小孩有小孩的梦想。
So when you're a little child, you have your own dream.
大人有大人的计划。
And when you're adult, you have your own plan.
实际上我知道我自己虽然没有女儿, 但是我知道小女孩, 她们将来的志愿是什么。
So I don't have a daughter, but I can imagine if I had a daughter, I know and what kind of dream she would have.
这些有女儿的爸爸们, 你知道你女儿小的时候志愿是什么吗?
So if you have a daughter, and do you know what is in her mind?
我知道。
And I know.
因为我做过他们的老师。
Because I have been their teacher.
我发现80-90%的小女生, 她的志向都一样。
So I found out that 80% or 90% of the girls have the same aspiration.
你知道是什么吗?
You know what it is?
他们想做公主。
They want to be a Cinderella.
实际上不论大人小孩, 我们都有自己的想法,
so whether you're a little
跟计划,
child or the adults, you have your own way of thinking, you have your own planning.
真是人各有dream啊。
So everyone is a sinner.
Dreamer.
A dreamer.
但是很奇怪的,
but it's very interesting.
耶稣在他一个很长的一段教导之后,
so after a lengthy instruction to the multitude,
耶稣突然在这边他想做一个总结。
So Jesus all of a sudden came to a conclusion.
他说, 虽然在世界上是有很多门, 是有很多路,
so even though there's many ways and many gates in this world,
也不同的人正在想挤破头进入不同的门,
and then every people go different road and enter different gates,
或者正在走到不同的道路上,
or maybe they walk in the different roads.
耶稣突然说，实际上呢，门只有两个。
But Jesus makes a stunning conclusion. He said there's only two gates.
他说，你不论你认为道路多少，他说实际上也只有两条。
Regardless how many roads and how many gates you think you have, and actually there are only two kinds.
他说大路比较多人正在走的那一条。
So there's a huge gate and a wide road.
他说实际上人多的那一条都是进入灭亡。
And many people walk on them, but this road lead to destruction.
这太吓人了吧。
This is very terrifying statement.
大家可以想象你今天把电视机打开。
So just imagine now you turn on the television.
突然你看见那个播报员他这样子告诉你。
So all of a sudden the announcer tell you this story.
他说今天呢是一个长周末。
And today is a long weekend.
然后大家可能开着坐着不同的车，你可能开跑车，可以开轿车，或者上游览车，或者上卡车，或者上公车。
So everyone drive their own car, maybe a race car, a passenger car, a tourist car, a SUV, a buses or bicycle, whatever.
或者他你上到你火车，或者你骑脚踏车。
Or maybe you take a public transportation and the trains or buses.
但是他说不论你原来想往哪里去，大部分的车都会跑到悬崖底下，然后掉下去，然后全部死光光。
So the answer goes this way. No matter how you drive, no matter where you think you go, and all this will lead to the edge of the cliff.
当你看了这个新闻的时候，你感觉会怎么样？
So after watching this news, what is your reaction?
你会想，有人会一早起来，他会计划说，我今天正要去一个地方，然后我要计划我要怎么死吗？
Do you think there's such a person to plan how he is going to die today?
然后他会说，他去火车站，他说我要买一张死亡的火车票，请你卖给我。
Or maybe, can you imagine he go to the counter, a train station counter, and buy a one-way ticket to the grave?
我跟你说，他就算想买，也没有人敢卖这种
票。Even though he want to buy such ticket, and no one will sell it to him.
所以耶稣在告诉我们。
Therefore Jesus told us.
他说人生对，是有很多不同的哲理，很多不同的信仰，很多不同的计划。
Yes, there's many roads, many philosophies, many plans in every individual's life.
但是不是条条大路通罗马。
But not every road leads to Rome.
只有两种可能。
There's only two possibilities.
而且最终结局决然不同。
And then the outcome are starkly different.
然后耶稣说，继续的来说，他说呢，你在生活当中你会发现有一些所谓的心灵的导师或者信仰教师。
So in your life you may encounter many spiritualists.Or maybe religious teachers.
那他们的生命就好像果树一样。
And their life just like a fruit tree.
但是因着他们树上所出来的果子的好坏呢？
Because based on the goodness or badness of the fruit they bear.
那坏树呢？如果发现是坏树，那个整棵树要被砍下来。
So if this tree is bad, the whole tree ought to be cut down.
而且砍下，不单砍下来，还要烧掉。
So not only cut it down, but has to burn it up.
让我用今天的一个话来跟大家讲。
So let me use today's common language to illustrate this.
就好像我们今天开车到 Poughkeepsie 或 Dutchess County 任何一个地方。
And just like we drive a car to any place around the Dutchess County.
他是说呢，耶稣是说你要小心，有一些学校呢，它是学电。
So Jesus said, be careful, some of the school, they only eye on your tuition, and they're not meant to teach you anything.
有一些投资公司呢是老鼠会。
And there's some investment company, and watch out, there may be a Ponzi scheme.
有一些公司呢它是人头公司。
And maybe there's some company, they're really an empty shell, but a website.
有一些餐馆呢是挂羊头卖狗肉。
And some of the restaurants, and God knows whoWhat kind of food they serve you?
有一些教会呢是传假信息。
Wow, this is very dangerous. There's some church that they preach the different gospel.
然后耶稣说你们要小心啊。
So therefore Jesus said, beware of this.
然后有一天你突然跑到街上的时候。
So one day when you went out to the street,
你突然发现好多不同的建筑物正在着火。
And then you see many buildings that caught on fire.
原来耶稣说有一天这些卖假货卖黑心店的卖黑心产品的黑心食物的这些东西这些店全部都要烧掉。
So Jesus said, those counterfeit shops and those false churches and also those bad schools will be burned up.
然后耶稣又说呢继续来说他说呢
continue,
他说有一些人呢他嘴巴会说哎呀耶稣啊我爱你啊我为你做事啊嘴巴上好像对耶稣很忠诚。
And they're kind of people in appearance very loyal to Jesus. They always said, Lord, Lord, I serve you.
但是到最后呢
But
耶稣说
in the end, Jesus
我可能不认你。
I knew him not.
就好像有些人一辈子拼了老命终于在美国拿到身份了。
And just like someone,try their best to get a green card or citizenship.
他以为拿到身份。
And he thought he get the US ID.
结果他要飞机出去旅行他就出关的时候海关跟他说你的护照有问题。
So when he tried to go back to Taiwan or China, and when he come to the custom office, and the custom officer tell him, your visa, your passport,It's not valid.
有一次我的儿子他腿摔伤了。
So one time my son was hurt on his leg.
然后我就带他去看医生。
And then I brought him to see a doctor.
好先看完一个医生然后医生说你现在到楼下去照 X 光。
So I consult a doctor and the doctor instruct me to go downstairs to have aX-ray examination.
好，我去那边照完 X 光的时候，然后 X 光的人说你还要再去照 MRI.
And then after the X-ray, and the technician told me you have to go upstairs to get an MRI.
好，我照完 MRI 的时候，全部东西都做完了，一整天都半天都耗掉了。
So after MRI, I spent a good portion of the day, and I thought everything's done.
等到我最后要交接的时候，他说你的名字不在我们保险的保险的那个 database 里面。
And then in the end, the secretary told me that your name is not in our insurance
database.
Database.
哇，我听吓死。
Wow, that is frightening.
耶稣说，有一天我们认为我们是属于天国的时候，我们一去，他说对不起，你的名字不在天国的 database 里面。
And Jesus said.One day when we go to heaven at the gate and they said your name is not on the database.
耶稣在这边强调一件事情。
And then what Jesus want to emphasize one thing.
他说呢、哦、对不起，一直往下。他说呢，有很多东西外表看起来都一样的。
So Jesus said, many things in appearance they look the same.
好像都是门。
So you look, everyone is a person.
Door, a path, a doorway, gateway.
It's a gateway.
好像都是路。
And then it looks like.It's a way, a road.
好像都是果树。
So it looks like they are fruit trees.
好像大家都做一个宣告。
So maybe everyone is a missionary.
Proclamation. They all made some declaration. 但是呢实际上他们的结果是南辕北辙。
So actually, and their outcome are unexpected.
而且呢这个结果呢会让他们这些人呢有一部分人是后悔莫及。
And then some of them will regret without returning back.
而且一败涂地功亏一篑。
And then they fail terribly and they waste all the effort they spend in their lifetime.
耶稣所要讲的不是说这些会发生两极化的一个情况的一个结果。
So Jesus does not say this is a polarized result.
他实际上他更要告诉我们的是，要我们知道会导致这两极化结果它里面的关键性在哪。
So actually Jesus want to make us know that what is the key factor that lead to this polarization.
耶稣要我们知道，要我们抓住那个关键，因为我们抓住关键，我们就抓住生命了。
And Jesus want us to understand the key factor. And once you grasp the key factor, and then we can get hold of our life.
然后耶稣接下来就开始下来我们要讲的比喻了。
And then Jesus begin to tell us his parable.
他说呢，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
So Jesus said, whoever listened to my words and put them into practice is like a wise man who built a house upon a rock.
雨淋水冲风吹撞的那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
When the rain come down, when a torrent struck, or when the wind blew, the house will stand firm without collapsing.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知人把房子盖在沙土上。
But on the other hand, for those who listen to my words and do not put them into practice, it's like a foolish man build a house upon the sand.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
So when the rain came, when the stream rose, when the wind blew, and then the house fell, and then it fell terribly. Destruction was complete.
实际上耶稣在说呢，就是说普通的房子外表上看起来都好像一样啊。
So what Jesus really meant is the house outwardly may look very beautiful.
但是有一天会有一件事情来做一个验收。
But one day this house will under a trial.
那个验收就是风暴。
So the test, the firmness of the house is the storm.
那一个会经过风暴之后不倒塌，另一个倒塌的很大。
So the two houses in appearance they look the same, but one stand firm and other onecollapse terribly.
那关键在哪里？
So what is the key reason for this results?
关键在根基。
And the key element is the foundation.
我不知道大家有没有进去过有一些很烂的房子，就是墙都破了。
So I wonder whether you have seen a very shoddy built house and the wall is a sort of about to collapse.
或者说你去看那个房子已经倒了，然后你跑去看。
Or maybe the house already fell and then you just examine what had happened.
然后你突然会说，喂，好险啊，我没有住在这里啊，或者说我以前曾经住过，我没有出问题。
And then you will surprise, luckily I didn't live here, or maybe I lived there before.
如果大家记得前几年四川汶川大地震的时候，
So do you remember the China the Sichuan the earthquake?
当那个房子倒下来的时候，他们发现那个房子跟底下根本没有根基的。
So when the houses fell, they found out those houses are built on the surface without foundation.
当前几年台湾也有一次地震的时候，他们发现居然墙中间有塑料瓶。
So many years ago, Taiwan had a big earthquake, and the houses and the buildings fell, and they found out inside the wall they have plastic bottles.
为了要省水泥。
In order to save the cement.
所以整个屋子会不会倒塌的原因呢？是因为根基。
So when a construction collapsedAnd the main reason is the foundation is not well built.
那根基到底是一个怎么样的东西呢？
So what does it mean by the foundation? What
那根基的特色又在哪里呢？
So what is the characteristic of a good foundation?
其实根基它中间一个很重要的几个特色是，第一个，它要空出一个位置。
So foundation, in the first place,must have a spacious and deep excavation.
然后呢，这个根基呢，你从 建筑外表是看不见的，这个根基的这个东西呢是隐藏的。
So the foundation is hidden, is invisible if you just take a casual look.
而且这个根基在去做的时候是普通天气好的时候去做。
So when you build your foundation, you must build it when the weather is good.
等到你刮风刮雨再去做的时候已经来不及了。
So once the storm came and the rainfall, and it's too late.
根基是最花时间也是最不显眼也是最花材料的。
So foundation demand a lot of materials and demand a lot of labor and it's not visible.
商人不想花时间跟金钱放到根基，因为人家看不到。
You know, those merchants do not like to spend much time and money on the foundation because those things nobody can see.
实际上，我们每一个人，我们自己也有所谓的根基。
So actually, in our daily life, we have our own foundation.
我们的同友、同事、朋友、同学，他们也有他们自己根基。
So our friends,our classmates and our brothers and sisters, each one of you have your own foundation in your life.
然后我们把自己的人生就扎根于这个根基上面，就往上建造。
And then our life will rest upon this foundation and build our life.
有些人的根基是他的学历或者他的学业。
So some of the foundation is their work or career.
也许是他的爱情。
Or maybe their romance.
也许是他工作的成就。
So maybe the achievement of his career.
或者是他银行的存款。
Or maybe the pocketbook.
或者甚至教会，把教会当作是一个社交团体，成为他自己的根基。
Or maybe the church, which he considered as a social club as their foundation.
但是讲的这些东西实际上都有可能会动的。
So all these things are movable.
真正的根基是不动的。
So the real foundation is immovable.
也不会因着时间而改变。
And it will not change, as time changes.
我曾经与大家分享过一个真实故事。
And I believe I have shared a real story with you before.
我高中的同学他爸爸的朋友呢。
So it's concerning my high school friend and, his father.
那个时候他要修房子，他要修他们家的屋顶。
So one day, and this man want to repair the roof and or the house.
修屋顶危险不危险
？So it's very dangerous if you climb up to the roof.
但是他很聪明。
But this man is very clever.
他知道他一定要绑在一个稳固的东西上面，他才不会一不小心掉下来。
So he knew that he has to tie himself to a very stable.Immovable object.
那他的那个屋顶呢，就好像这样子啊，是像三角形的。
And then the roof, you know, is a triangular shape.
他就拿了一个很长的绳子呢，把绳子吊到另一边。
So he took a very long rope and threw it on the other side of the roof while he was working on this side.
把绳子的这一头呢，绑在他们家车子的保险杠上面。
And then he tied.The rope onto the chassis of the car.
很聪明啊，因为车子很重嘛，很稳固啊。
Very stable. The car is very heavy, right?
然后他就在屋顶的这一边呢，开始修屋顶。
And then he walked on this side of the roof, and on the other end, the car is holding him firmly.
好像都没问题。
So what kind of problem you can see?
只是他太太不知道。
But his wife doesn't know.
好，后面也许我不用讲了。不过我告诉大家，他摔下来摔得鼻青脸肿，也进了医院，还好人没有死。
So, I do not need to go into detail. And this man fell, and a broken nose and swollen faces, but he alive.
多少人把自己的人生绑在以为他自己所谓的根基上面，然后把人生往上面建造
？So many times we tied ourselves.Into something that we think is very stable, and then we build our life upon it.
殊不知那个根基会移动的。
Not knowing this foundation is movable.
耶稣说这一种根基叫做沙土。
So Jesus said this kind of foundation, and equated to sand.
如果我们没有一个稳固的根基的话, 风暴来的时候, 整个屋子会垮。
So if you do not have a firm foundation, when the storm and rain and water came, and the foundation will shake.
那风暴的特色又在哪?
So what is the characteristic of the storm?
在经文告诉我们，这个风暴在四面八方，从上到下，侧面、左边、后面，全部都是。
So the scripture tells us this storm is not one direction; it's a multi-direction from the top and from the side and from the bottom.
而且风暴来的是没有预警的，而且你也不能跟风暴说讨价还价，说，哎，你这次来少一点吧。
And then the storm comes in an unexpected time. And it's non-negotiable with nature.
当医生说你, 对不起先生, 你可能得了癌症。
So when the doctor said to you, the reason you come here, let me warn you.
You suffer cancer.
You suffer cancer.
你不能跟医生说, 对不起我讨价还价, 你行行把那个, 医生单子写成感冒。
Well, you cannot negotiate with the doctor. Would you please change the record? From cancer to flu.
实际上很多时候风暴也不过就是一张纸。
So actually, a storm is nothing but a piece of paper.
有的时候也许老板给你一张遣散的信。
Or maybe a pink slip.
也许是法院给你一张传票。
Maybe a subpoena from the court.
也许是学校给你一个通知。
And maybe a school report card.
也许是医生给你一张
Or maybe your bill of health.
也许是银行来的一张账单。
Or maybe an IOU from the bank.
也许是法院给你的一张决议书。
Or maybe a court order from the government.
我不用多讲, 我们都知道, 我们今天人生在世, 太多不同的风暴了。 从家庭, 工作, 身体, 学业, 以及我们的交友, 社交, 都有不同的风暴。
So I don't have to elaborate what kind of storm we can imagine from our relationship, from our job, from our school, from our work, and everywhere.
但是实际上这些风暴在耶稣看来还算小风暴。
So from Jesus' eyes, this kind of storm is really a small storm.
他说有一天我们还要遇到一个死后的审判，那个是人生 都要面对的一个更大的风暴。
But one day we are going to be judged by our Lord. And that is the biggest storm ever.
不过他说，只要你的根基在磐石上，就没问题了。But
Jesus said there's a way out. As long as you build on a good foundation, you will be okay.
On the rock.
On the rock.
但是 要根基放在磐石上, 从何, 谈何容易?
But how can we build the foundation upon the rock? It's not easy.
因为不是像松土那样, 你随便挖就可以了。
So because it's not just like those loose earth and just dug a little bit.
所以你要开始去规划它。
So you have to have a well plan.
然后你要去挖它。
And then you have to excavate it.
然后还不容易挖, 你可能还用炸弹去炸它。
And sometimes you hit a strong object, you have to use explosives.
这一些东西的目的不是要去毁坏那个磐石。
So the idea is not to destroy.
那个做这些事的原因是要将来让这个屋子与磐石能够合而为一。
But to make sure that the house will tightly connect to the foundation which rests upon the rock.
耶稣在路加福音也用同样的比喻说, 你要深深地挖这个地基。
And then the similar account recorded in the book of Luke, it says you have to dug deep in order to build a good foundation.
好, 我们现在都懂要有一个好的根基。
Now we all agree that we need a firm foundation.
那对我们的意思是什么呢?
So what does it mean to us?
耶稣接下来就解释这个根基在磐石上对我们可以实质的意义是什么?
And Jesus continued to explain clearly what is the true meaning of this good foundation.
他说凡听见耶稣所说的话就去行的就是做根基了。
And our Lord says, if you listen to my words and act accordingly, that way you are building a good foundation for yourself.
请注意，耶稣在跟所有人在讲这个两种房子的时候，讲这个两种房子的人的对象，他讲的对象是都在听耶稣讲话的哦。
So actually, when Jesus told the parables, every one of them, some built on good foundation, some built on better foundation.
They are all here.
They all here.
但是他说要听到而去行的人才在做根基。
Now everyone received the same message, but only those who hear and act is building the foundation.
所以我们要多听神的话。
So therefore, we have to listen to God's instruction.
然后我们把这个神的话要背诵起来。
And then you have to memorize the word of God.
去想它。
And to meditate upon it.
这是第一步。
So this is only the first step.
但是你停在这边等于没效。
But if you stop right here, then it's not very effective.
所以你还要必须有个意愿说我听了我背起来之后我要去行。
So you must have the idea that upon hearing the word of God, I must practice.
听了道之后然后没有去行呢实际上在欺骗自己。
So if you listen to the word of God and does not put them into practice, it's a self-deception.
我的胃不好。
My stomach is not good.
哦，很多弟兄姊妹都很关心我，我也非常谢谢大家。
I know brothers always prayed for me, and then for that I'm thank you.
我的爸爸妈妈也经常打电话说你怎么不去看医生？
So my parents also call me and said, why don't you see a doctor?
实际上我也看了很多次医生了。
So actually, I consult many doctors.
然后我每次去的时候
，So every time when I see a doctor,
然后医生跟我说，你有没有照着我的指示吃药
？And then the doctor said, "Do you follow my instruction, the prescription?"
哦，我说我吃了三天没效，我就没吃了。
So I just take the medicine for 3 days, and I don't feel any improvement, and then I stop taking.
我有没有看医生
？Did I see the doctor?
我有没有听话？
Did I listen to doctor's instruction?
但是有没有用啊
？But does it useful?
我想我在欺骗大家跟欺骗自己嘛。
So let actually I'm not deceive you but deceive myself.
我爸妈打来说你看了医生没有
？So when my parents called me said did you see a doctor?
我看了。
Yes, I did.
但是有没有做
？Did I do it faithfully?
没做。
I did not.
所以听到话的人他要去行才可以。
So if you receive the word of God, you must put them into practice.
然后耶稣在这边说，你听了之后，是你听到的人去行。
So Jesus said, only the hearer practice what he or she listen.
我知道我们都很喜欢听到之后，然后回去跟别人、跟自己太太或先生说，哎，要这样子行啊。
So many times we have such a habit that we receive the word from God and then we went home and said to my wife, okay, do according to what the preacher said.
我们都是弟兄啊，我跟弟兄们讲话。
So let me just focus on the brothers first.
很多弟兄们听了道之后回去跟自己的太太说，哎，你要顺服啊。
So many brothers, upon listening to the word of God and then went home to tell their wives and said, you have to be submissive to me.
好，我现在问姊妹们，你听到之后你会反应什么
？So what do you feel for sisters?
你会想，就算要顺服，也不要你来讲。
So the sister, the spiritual kind, will say, okay, I will submissive to you, but not because of you, because of the word of God.
但是你知道，我认识一个姊妹，那个先生这样子跟她讲的时候，她就行了。
So actually, I knew for a fact that a brother, when he went home and tell his wife to be submissive, and his wife actually do it.
结果先生听了太太行，我问大家根基是在谁的生命里
？So let me ask you a question: the wife practice what her husband listen. What who is the one who build a solid foundation in their life?
好几年过去。
So many years passing by,
他们家也经历了不少的风暴
and their family and they're facing many crises.
结果因为这个姊妹她 扎下的属灵根基救了他们家好几次。
But because this wife, this sister, had a firm foundation, and the family stand firm.
听了自己不去行，没有用。
So if you listen to the message of the Lord and do not put them into practice, it's useless.
马克吐温曾经这么说。
And Mark Twain have a aphorism.
他说多数人读圣经啊。 常常对其中读不懂的地方啊，困扰不已啊。
Most people are bothered by those passages of scripture they do not understand.
但是马克吐温接下来说，但对于我来说，会令我感到最不安的，乃是我所明白的圣经。
But Mark Twain is different. He said, "But the passages that bother me are those I do understand."
很多时候，我们去讨论、去争辩一些圣经所谓的问题。
So many times, we argue one another with those Bible difficulties.
实际上是要掩饰我们无法面对圣经教导我们的一些简单的道理。Actually,
it's a cover up to cover ourselves the fact that we are not willing to practice the one we already know.
实际上说穿了，我们不去做，就是骄傲。So
once we crack the shell and then we find out. And expose our real self, we find out is our unwillingness to put God's word into practice.
有的时候就是习惯。And
many times we blame on our habits.
我是非常幸运的。And
I am fortunate.
在我还没结婚之前, 就很多的牧师跟很多的属灵带领人跟我说, 你要口头上去跟你的太太说我爱你。
So before I get married, there are many, many pastors and marriage counselors and told me that you have to use your lip to say to your wife, I love you.
所以我结婚之后，我就可以跟我的太太说我爱。So
after I get married, I have the habit to say to my wife, I love you.
但是我知道中国男人说不出来。But
I know that for a Chinese man, it seems to be quite difficult. I don't know.
但是我今天不是要所有弟兄们要这么讲，因为你有很多方法表示你的爱了。So
I'm not saying that you go home and just say on your lip that I love you. And there are many, many ways to express your genuine love.
但是我的意思是说，当时我听了我就做了。But
what I say to you is because I listened to my marriage counselor and I practiced, I did it.
然后我在这一方面，我就觉得我得到了这个根基。So
on this aspect, I felt that I built a foundation.
但是有一件事情，我结婚之后，我发现我又不知道怎么做了。So
there's another thing. After I get married, I really don't know how to handle it.
就是我不知道怎么跟我的太太认错，说对不起。So
I don't know how to say sorry. And then apologize to my wife.
但是圣经上分明的说，你要跟那个你曾经得罪的去跟他求和，你要跟他求他饶恕。But
the Bible clearly teaches us, if you offend your wife, you have to make reconciliation on your own.
哇，这个好难啊，我做不来。Oh,
this is very difficult. I cannot handle.
也许大家做得到，但是我就做不到。Maybe
you can do it, but I myself cannot.
那吵架三部曲，我告诉分享跟大家分享。So
let me tell you when the husband and wife have a bickering.
我先跟他很大声的讲话。So
I can loudly tell you what is this trilogy.
然后我会出去用力甩门。And
then we just shake and with a very
slam the door.
Slam the door.
然后呢，我们进入冷战。
And then all of a sudden we came to a truce. Everybody not talking to one another. And then there was a silence clouding the whole family.
然后我们就在等对方讲一句毫无关紧要的话，好，我们就可以继续了。And
then someone will just wait for a long while and just break the ice and say something very trivial and think that this is an apology.
我们都没有讲话，突然有一个人说，哎。 那 garage 门关了没有？
So out of the break, silence, and all of a sudden, one partner say, "Did you close the garage door?"
哦，好像谁先讲话就代表我错了。
So they thought that you are the first one to speak, then you already make apology.
但是请问这是圣经教导吗？
But this is the Bible teaching.
我发现我如果还不懂跟我最亲爱的人说对不起，说我错了。
So if you cannot say I'm sorry, I'm wrong to the one you love,
我怎么跟其他教会弟兄姊妹还有公司的同事同工呢？
Ask for pardon to your brothers or sisters?
我发现我没办法跟我的妻子道歉。
If I am not able to say sorry to my wife,
说我错了。
And then saying to her that I'm wrong.
因为我从来没看过我爸爸跟我妈妈说我错。
Because I have never seen my father say the similar thing to my mother.
我突然知道，我这个一定要克服，不然我没有根基。
And all of a sudden, I found out because the reason I cannot do it because I don't have the foundation.
直到有一天我开始这样做的时候
，But one day when I begin to do in such a way,
啊，我得胜了。
And then I triumph over the difficulties.
但是我发现还不够。
And then I found out it's still not enough.
只要我一错，我跟我的太太说，对不起，我错了。
So if you make a mistake and say to your wife, I'm sorry.
我也真诚地说对不起。
And then genuinely I say that.
但是我还想到一件事情。
And then there's something that reminds me.
我儿子将来长大。他没看过爸爸怎么跟妈妈道歉，他就不会跟自己太太道歉。
So if my children have never seen me openly say I'm sorry to my wife, then he has not built a good foundation for their future marriage.
所以我现在在孩子面前，当着他们面跟妻子道歉。
So now learn the lesson. When I say sorry to my wife, I say it in front of the children.
Philip, 经常爸爸经常说什么
？Philip, you come here to testify.
爸爸错了。
爸爸错了 ，always.
有一次
，and there was one incident.
我那个时候在 IBM 工作，实在是压力非常非常的大。
So I was working in the company, and I felt a very tremendous pressure.
我要负责亚洲，我要负责欧洲，我要负责美洲的这些客户。
I have to deal with the customers all over the world from Europe, Asia, and America.
我的工作非常非常时间非常
非常长。And I was under high pressure on my job.
结果有一次教会有位老姊妹她进了 Vets Hospital.
So one day there's an old sister in the church, and she went to Vets Hospital.
她那时候挺严重的。
So it's a very serious illness.
那中午我就利用时间，我发现我有50分钟的时间，我可以做，我可以去看他。
So I have only 50 minutes time span and to go to see her.
所以我马上时间一到，我马上开车跑到 Vets Hospital.
So when time comes, I drove my car to see her.
结果 Vets Hospital 他前面他正在修路，很多那个钉子啦，很多那个钢板到处都是。
So unfortunately, just right in front of the Vets Hospital, there was a big construction.
然后我跑进去就就去探访那个姊妹。
So I went into the hospital and pay a visit to her.
结果我一进去，那个姊妹根本半昏迷状态。
So when I get into her room, I found out she was in coma.
他根本没办法跟我交通。
She was not able to recognize me or communicate with me.
那我也在那边为他祷告，我想他也没听到。
So all I had to do was to pray for her.
我祷告完之后，马上开车要走。
So after my prayer, and then I drove my car back to work.
结果开到一半，发现爆胎了。
So on the midway,I found out the tie was broken, flat tie.
我就把车子开到 Runai 上面 Mavis.
So, and then I just drove my car to one of the garage.
我说你赶快修，我待会来拿，我下午还要接小孩。
So I left the car there and said you do the repair and then after work I will come back to pick it up and to pick up my child.
然后我用跑，赶快跑回办公室。
And then I ran fast.Back to my office.
然后打了我们这个会议电话。
And then I call a conference call. I make a conference call.
结果会议电话实在那个问题实在太复杂了，然后我们说三点我们再打一次这个会议电话。
So the conference call was very complex and was not able to make connection for everybody.
那个在这个会议电话里面有欧洲跟德州的人，然后我们三方一起讲话。
So the conference room is supposed to connecting to the Asia, to the Europe, and to America.
然后在那个时候我一看不行，我三点如果再回来打这个电话的时候，我四点要去接小孩，不行，我一定要现在赶快跑回去拿车，我才来得及。
So I found out there's a dilemma. If I finish the conference call and then pick up a car, will be too late for me to pick up my child.
然后我赶快跑又跑到 Mavis 去。
So therefore, I immediately ran to the garage and who fixed my car.
然后我问他修好没有。
And then I asked them, is my car get fixed?
他说修好了。
So is everything fine? Okay.
结果我一看
，And then when I look at it,
没修好啊。
Well, they said already fixed.
我再跑回去问
，And then I went to the counter and asked.
他说修了另一个轮胎。
Oh, actually, he fixed the wrong tire.
然后我说你现在有什么时间再赶快再把这个车跑进去再修呢
？So do you have the time to immediately take care of my problem?
他说还要半个小时。
And then they said half hour.
让我看那部车。
And then I look at him.
然后我蹲下来。
And then I bend down.
我说我在干嘛
？What am I doing here?
我去探望那个姊妹，她又昏迷，她又不知道，然后我现在又爆胎。
So I went to see the sister, and she did not know I visit her, and now I have a flat tire.
然后我现在再跑回办公室已经来不及了，我一定 miss 掉那个 phone call.
So if I went back to my office, it's too late and I missed the phone call.
突然我脑海里面有意念告诉我。
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get an idea.
那个意念告诉我说，这个就是服事。
And then there's a small voice whisper in my mind, this is what service all about.
我突然了解。
And then all of a sudden, I realized,
我不经历这个。
Had I not experienced this?
我不能体谅所有其他弟兄姊妹在服事当中所有遇到奇奇怪怪的问题。
I would not be able to understand what kind of difficulties my brothers and sisters face whenIt comes to serving the Lord.
我今天去探望那个姊妹是受了耶稣的教导说你要照顾那小子。
So the reason I went to see the lady is because Jesus teach me you have to take care the one of the least of your brethren.
原来我在扎根基，人家看不到。
This bad experience is a process of building a foundation for my life.
知识要转成行动才有生命。
So the head knowledge means nothing unless it transforms into action.
有一次我哥哥在加州讲道。
So one time my brother was preaching in California.
他就跟大家说你光听不行没有用。
So he told the congregation, you just listen without act on it. It's useless.
他说网络上经常传一些信息说水果吃皮才会对身体好，连吃才对身体好。
So if you watch the internet, there are many health guru tell you that when you eat the fruit, you have to eat the skin also.
然后他就拿出一个葡萄，然后他吃了那个葡萄。
And then someone after watching the internet, they pick a grape and then ate it.
你吃了才有用嘛。
So you have to eat it in order to be effective.
你才知道有没有用。
And then you will know whether it's useful or not.
然后我哥哥接着就把一根香蕉拿出来了。
And then my brother took a banana.
然后就吃了那香蕉。
And then no one eat this fruit with that skin.
我不知道是不是真的有用，但是是要告诉我们，我们不去试，那我们所有知道的信息不过是让我们聊天里面多了一样新鲜的话题罢了。
So I'm not sure it's effective or not. The point I try to make is if you listen to something and then you don't put into practice, it's nothing to do with you, just add some item for your conversation to be more interesting.
如果我们信徒今天只是听到风暴来了之后就会垮台。
So if believers only listen to the message of the Lord and do not put them into practice,
一个教会如果没有行动, 风暴来的时候教会也垮台。
A church without action will bound to destruction.
我们有诚实吗?
Are you really sincere to yourself?
我们有祷告吗?
And do you have a personal prayer to the Lord?
我们普通的时候有没有原谅接纳别人呢?
So in our daily life, do you forgive your brothers and sisters?
有传福音吗?
Do you evangelize the message to your unbelieving friends?
你有忠心奉献吗?
And do you faithfully offer your resources to God?
有认罪悔改吗?
Have you admit your sin and repent accordingly?
实际上我们一听到之后, 有一件事情会发生。
So, in fact, after you listen to the message, one thing ought to happen.
撒旦马上会跟你说, 做不到, 做不到了, 没有人这么做, 中国人不这么做, 好丢脸啊。
Satan will tell you immediately, this is useless, and all just sounds good, high sounding statement, but you cannot do it, you cannot do it.
你说每一年我实在没时间去照顾我们家那个草原了，哎呀，都长得不知道怪里怪气，一大堆东西都长出来。
So actually, I'm a very busy man. I have no time to take care of my yard.
所以我最简单的方法就是每年我就去撒种。
So the only way I do is every spring I just sow the seeds.
结果我每次前院撒种。
So I sow the seed on the front yard.
然后我一跑到后院的时候,
and then when I get to the backyard,
然后再跑到前院看,
and then I come back and then look at the front yard.
哇, 一大堆鸟都来了,
and then I saw the birds came down from the sky and eat them up.
我想奇怪, 好, 然后我下一次撒种的时候我就学聪明了。
So next time I learned a lesson.
我在撒之前我在看有没有鸟。
So before I sow the seeds, first, I examine the sky, whether there's birds or not.
好, 我看没有鸟的时候我就撒。
Oh, there's no birds, so I can safely sow the seeds now.
结果一进房屋里面,窗外一看,哎呀,全鸟又全来了。
So no sooner that I enter into the house, I found out there's a lot of birds and, flying around my lawn.
后来我学乖了。
Then I learned a lesson.
我说找哪一天倾盆大雨的时候, 鸟总乖乖地躲在窝里了。
So maybe I should sow the seed while there's a raining, so the birds were hiding.
我想跟我们人一样, 一下雨就进 Galleria Mall就好了。
So I thought that the birds just like men, and when it rains, we just hide into the building.
结果一撒种, 下再大的雨, 鸟还是全部都来。
So I found out once I sow the seed, and even though they say big rain falling down from the sky, the birds came also.
耶稣说撒旦就好像鸟。
So the Bible says Satan is very much like the birds.
我们听了之后, 我们开始找理由不做,
so if you listen to the message and you do not have the determination to act on it, then Satan will say to you and then take away the seed.
对于我来说最难，耶稣讲的话最难做的一点。
So actually, to me, the most difficult part of practicing Jesus' word is this.
在马太福音18章，他说：“有弟兄得罪你的时候，你就单独坐下来跟他谈。”
So in the book of Matthew, and the Bible says, if you offend, if you and your brother doesn't get along, you have to sit down immediately and communicate with him.
我一想，哇，再这样子不是更激怒那个人了吗？
Wow, this is a very difficult thing to do, isn't it?
然后我就越想越说，哎呀，算了，做不到了，就算了。
And then the more I thought, the more I said to myself, well, it's very too difficult to do.
但我发现这些都是鸟，在跟 And I discovered
this idea is very much like the birds.
我发现一个秘诀，听了道马上做。
And then I found out its key. That is, once you listen to the words of God, and then immediately you put them into practice.
今天在座的有对不起你爸爸妈妈，你回家赶快打电话说爸爸妈妈我错。
So if you offend your parents after you go home today, tonight, you immediately make a phone call to them and say, I am sorry.
对不起你配偶，你回去，你不要回去，就在这里，你待会吃饭的时候就跟你的先生或太太说。
So if you offend your spouse, your wife, then after the service dismiss.Immediately embrace her and say, I'm sorry.
然后另一个秘诀可以让我们扎根的就是在弟兄姊妹都在一起，我们彼此鼓励。
So one of the best ways in the church life is brothers and sisters encourage one another.
最糟糕的是，如果我今天根本都没有这么做，那大家觉得 George 在骗人，那我也不需要做。
So if I do not walk by preaching,then this is a very bad thing, and people will say you're a hypocrite.
我们做不出来也是真的是因为我们有软弱。
Well, sometimes we cannot act out the instruction, it's because of human weakness.
但是我们并不是没有办法。
But it's not without way out.
因为圣经告诉我们要顺着圣灵，也要靠着圣灵。
Because the Bible teaches us we have to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have to depend on the Spirit.
因为万军之耶和华说，
Because the host of hosts says,
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，也就是神的灵，方能成事。
It's not by power nor capability, but by my Spirit.
今天我们每一个人都在为自己人生建立一个工程。
So today everybody is building your own foundation for your lives.
也许你会说 George 已经太晚了，我的地基是豆渣。
That's too late, and just like those soybean dregs.
怎么办？
What shall I do?
风暴已经来过了。
And the storm already came.
但是耶稣说没关系啊。
That Jesus said, there's a hope.
还来得及，你继续再建立新的根基，在磐石上面。
From now on, you build a good foundation on the rock.
有一年春天，我正在修我房子屋顶的时候。
So I remember one springtime, I went up to the roof and then to do some repairing.
那春天的那个土都是又湿又软。
And you know that during the springtime, the lawn is very moist and wet and soft.
然后我就把那个高高的梯子架在那边，开始往上爬。
And then I set up my ladder onto the moist ground, and then lead up to the roof.
快爬到比一半还要再往上的时候，我的梯子开始往下往旁边斜。
So as I climb up halfway, and then.I sensed my ladder was tilting.
我有两个选择。
I have two choices at that moment.
我可以赶快下来，然后重新放到一个稳固的根基上，重新弄。
And for one, I can just climb down quickly and then resettle my ladder onto a solid place.
另一个方式，我想懒一点。
Or maybe the other way is more difficult.
Lazy way.
Lazy.
我往左斜，我再爬上面一点，我用身体一晃，往晃右晃一点嘛。
Or maybe the ladder was too on the left side, and then I can go up, and then use my hand and grab the gutter or something, and then force myself to swing on the right side.
弟兄姊妹，你会怎么做呢？
So, what is your choice?
我们有时间赶快下来。
So, if you have time,Climb down immediately.
因为我们抓到那个根基。
Because the foundation is very crucial to your safety.
只要做好根基。
As long as the ladder is settled on a very solid place,
我们人生上面可以有很多很好的工程。
Then we can have a very firm engineering to build upon.
今天我们不要梯子爬了一半还觉得你可以甩一甩，再把它甩另一边。
So today, do not do in this way. Climb the ladder halfway, and then use your body movement to make adjustment.
让我们有稳固的根基，将来可以面对风暴。
So let us remember that we must build a very solid foundation on the rock so that we can withstand the storm.
我就把以下时间交给 TC， 我们今天将有圣餐时间。